How does Jesus' incarnation provide us with a response to religious relativism? Find out in an article that I've written for the Latest Issues Etc. Journal. It's titled God in a Box, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Michael Shurman's journey from moralistic therapeutic deism to the rock-solid theology of the Reformation. The online Issues Etc. Journal, journal@issuesetc.org. Time for Issues Etc. blog of the week. I have my pick, Jeff has his. We'll share them with you in just a moment. You can have your blog picked if we are able to read it, and we only know that your blog is there if you email us and let us know that it's there. We have many that are in the hopper that we read through and that we peruse on a weekly basis. If you have a blog you'd like us to read, then send us an email with the blog address, and then please do this. If you can, go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. At the bottom of the page, you'll find the Issues Etc. widget, just a little icon that links back to our website. And if you put that on your blog, we've just added instructions that I think will work for people who've had a little trouble who do their blogs through WordPress, and a few instructions that may be a workaround for getting the widget on your blog there. Issuesetc.org, click support. What's your pick, Jeff?
Okay, I'm just letting you know you better edit yours because
mine's really short.
Oh, good, good. My pick this week is Pastoral Meanderings by Pastor Larry Peters. It's a blog post titled Best Quote of the Day. The church's present obsession with success guarantees its eventual irrelevance. Said not by me, who wishes I would have said it, but by Christopher Momeny, part-time professor and the chaplain at the United Methodist-related Adrian College in Michigan. There are a host of similar pithy sayings. My own personal favorite, the church that marries the spirit of this age will be a widow in the next generation. Some of them are cliches and some are worthless truths, but these are important truths that seem to be missed by so many in the leadership of many churches today. Motivated by fear, mostly the fear of smaller denominational size, and shaped by a severe lack of confidence in the means of grace, God working through His Word and sacraments as He promised, these do-gooders think they are helping the churches grow, reclaim their cash, clean house, and get up to the task facing us in the present and future. Instead, most of them, including the LCMS versions of Church Growth and TCN and a host of other programs of renewal, are doing us the greatest of disservice. By obsessing over the present and over the marks of success instead of faithfulness, they rob the church of its permanence, its power, and its place as given by God. Instead, the churches become merely social institutions of like-minded people without any real or eternal significance. Would that those who lead our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod districts wake up to the truth of this little truism and abandon their obsession with numbers, earthly measures of success, and programs to grow the church without relying upon the means of grace. But don't hold your breath. I believe the time will come when these will be exposed for the emptiness and dangerous consequences, but that time is not yet. As an example, our former president, Dr. Gerald Kieschnick, has sent out a missive on being warm and welcoming on Sunday morning. Not to argue his point and suggest that we should be cold and aloof to new faces, the problem with his perspective is that he thinks that the church lives or dies by the welcome, folks, and not by the word and sacraments. We are undone more by the well-meaning than by those who intend harm. The church's present obsession with success guarantees its eventual irrelevance. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Pastoral Meanderings.
That was good. Mine comes from a new blog called The Clem, The Blog, and The Truth. He quotes Luther about cutting the devil's throat. And Luther simply says there, let us equip ourselves against the accusations of Satan and his similar passages of Holy Scripture. If he says, you shall be damned, you tell him, no, for I fly to Christ who gave himself for my sins. In accusing me of being a damnable sinner, you are cutting your own throat, Satan. You are reminding me of God's fatherly goodness toward me, that he loved the world and gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. There's a little more there. You can read it for yourself. I'll post a link to my pick and to Jeff's pick at our webpage, issuesetc.org. Also, a little hat tip to something that you'll find on my Facebook page, something I just loved reading on Facebook, facebook.com, todd.wilkin. If you go there near the top of the page, something I'd like everybody to read. When we come back, part two of our three-part series on pastors and elders, we'll talk about building trust between the two with Pastor Timothy Meck. Then we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Talk Radio for Recovering Evangelicals. You're listening to Issues Etc.